Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Good News Tuesday is 20 minutes away, Kid Nation. 40 minutes away from the winter warm-up. We'll hook you up with that temperature you need so you could win your trip to Fort Lauderdale this week.
Nice.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. And we got your millennial pickup lines coming up shortly. But before we get to the secret admirer letters, Kelly, you left the world hanging.
I did?
How did you manage the gall stones?
Okay.
What ended up happening? Well, you never told us the end.
Because I was out of state, I didn't want to have my gallbladder removed. I'd never had something that major done, so I agreed to have my gallstones removed so I could get home. So my mother flew in from South Carolina. My friend Amy was with me, had to fly
still
back
New
home.
York. Still in New York.
New York, yeah.
And I think I was, I don't know where I was, somewhere. Anyway, there was a huge winter storm moving in.
Oh,
and
man,
if we didn't get this surgery and get me released in time, we were going to be snowed in, and Kid Craddock would have killed me.
It would have been fire.
If I didn't make it back to work. I mean, that was a real big deal to not make it back to work. So anyway, after my surgery, by the way, they had me in a room with a woman who could not hear. And she had the volume on the TV so incredibly loud. Her phone rang constantly. She could not hear it ringing. I'm just lying there in agony. It was the worst. It was the worst hospital experience. So anyway, I had my surgery. And the next day, please check me out. Please check me out. I've got to get to the airport. I've got to get to the airport. So that's what happened.
You got the gallstones out?
They got the gallstones out.
Gallbladder still in? Or did you have that removed?
No, when I came home, I had the gallbladder removed. They say it's very common for women after they have babies to develop gallstones.
My wife had the same thing. Had to have them taken out.
And I said, I'm never risking this again. It was the worst pain. Just take it out. And it was outpatient surgery.
My wife said it was, they told her it was the same pain. It was almost like a heart attack.
It was awful.
And she said the only thing she remembers.
And everything. And then, you know, like I said, the only relief I could get was pressing something sharp into my spine.
Yeah.
The only relief, and I don't know why you instinctively know to do that.
Yeah.
My wife was on the ground, and she said the only thing she remembers is how cute one of the ambulance drivers was. And how she didn't look good. And I'm like, really?
It was the sickest I've ever been. Oh, I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
No, it's the worst. But
anyway,
there you go. See?
All right.
We finished the story for you, Kid Nation. We noticed that you were wondering what happened to the gallstones, and we got you there on that. All right. So with Valentine's Day around the corner, we decided to let those who admire us here at the office jot it down on a piece of paper and turn those in so that we could feel good about ourselves. Because that's what Valentine's Day is about. It's about love.
About love.
And making people feel good. And that's what we're doing this week. We have secret admirer letters. Yesterday we got the Big Al Max. Today is mine. Are you ready to hear what people have to say about me around the office?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, let's see. You're like tequila that doesn't leave you with a burning sensation. Okay. Best abs in the office. In fact, the only guy with abs in the office. And not much competition, huh? I'm low-key still starstruck that I work with JC every day. But I'd never tell him that because it's good to keep him humble. Am I right? Aw, thanks. Best beard in the office. It really has come in quite a bit, so I really appreciate that. I've been working on it. To me, you are Pedro Pan, the Hispanic boy who never grew up. I love your boyish and playful nature. You always try to see the positive in any situation. See, a lot of people think that I need to grow up, but because of that compliment right there, I'm not going to now. Sweet as cajeta. And if you've never had cajeta, it's delicious. So that's the best compliment so far. You're always so optimistic, and I love your silly sense of humor. You have a tender heart, and I think you're a really great dad. Congratulations on growing a beard. When I get complimented on being a great dad, I think that's the best. Because I have always wanted to be a good dad. JC's heart is as big as his muscles. I like his muscles. Appreciate you. JC is the sweetest guy in the office. He's so sweet, he gives me a toothache.
Aww.
That's really nice because there's a bunch of cool dudes in the office. It's like JC drinks Boss Baby milk that keeps him young forever. He's like a successful little boy who gets his degree from Harvard when he's like 12. No one really understands how or why. It just is. And that's awesome. His wife is super hot, too, so bonus points for that.
Boss Baby Milk.
Boss Baby Milk. If you've ever watched Boss Baby, you know what that means. Have you ever watched that movie? That was pretty good.
No, I think I have seen that.
I have not seen Boss Baby.
No, I'm thinking about...
You haven't?
If it's animated, I probably haven't seen
it. About Baby Driver.
I think it's one of the Baldwin ones.
Yeah, way different.
You're thinking about Baby Driver. Yeah. All right, so that means that we have Kelly and Jenna remaining with our Secret Admirer notes.
Okay.
So we get to hear those. One of those tomorrow as well. But we brought in Anna from Kid TV into the studio and producer Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. You guys are all about helping the millennials.
Yes. Yes. Especially with Valentine's Day around the corner. Because we are both millennials, Nick and I. And so we decided to come up with some millennial pickup lines.
Oh, nice.
But alternatively, they could also be used as great Instagram captions this weekend for Valentine's Day. If you post a picture of you and your boo.
Do you have big plans? Is the boyfriend coming in town or
anything? He is. He is coming in town. I'm really excited. But no, I don't know what we're going to do yet.
Okay.
Surprise.
So if you guys have any ideas, let me know.
Yeah. You should plan that, right?
Yeah.
Well, but I live here.
Right. I think she should.
You know, and I've asked him what he wants to do, and he's like, yeah, I'm down for, like, whatever or anything. I'm like, okay, cool. Dinner?
Is he going to be here literally on Valentine's Day or this weekend?
Yeah, he'll be here on Thursday.
Wow, okay. It's late to get a dinner reservation. I don't know.
Well, I made a dinner reservation for Friday.
There you go.
But I feel like we should do something other than just go to dinner.
I have an idea, but I don't want to say it aloud because I might use it.
Oh.
You know,
I'll tell you
in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we're
done
here.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
Yeah, because he's flying in from the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to be tired.
Yeah.
No, bring him in here. We want to approve.
He will be here on Friday.
Okay.
Like in town.
I mean, they've been together for a while.
Oh my God, it'll be so much fun.
Yeah.
Her parents approve, so that's a... If they approve, we probably would approve.
We're your show parents.
We still want to meet him, though.
Yeah, my show parents.
Let's do bring your man to work day.
Okay.
That'd be so much fun.
Okay.
So you're going to bring Alan. Jen's going to bring Novio.
Yeah.
No, Jefe Fabuloso. Anna will bring in her boyfriend.
I'm not going to subject him to this.
Why not?
I'll bring Kirk.
Yeah.
Let's bring Al.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, so you guys have some pickup lines for the millennials.
Yes, so Nick and I will both share our millennial-themed pickup lines.
All right.
I'll start with a personal favorite.
Yes.
You're really cute, and I like you a brunch.
Aww.
Aww.
Okay, Nick.
Hey, girl. Are you the Lion King remake? Because I can't wait to see you.
Wait, what?
Because
he's excited about the Lion King remake. Yeah, come on now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
Hey, you have to be smart for that one. That went over my head.
I'm like, is that a line from the movie?
That's a millennial pickup line.
Yeah. You want a Netflix and chill? I've got my sister's friend's college roommate's password.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Roses are red.
Mm-hmm.
Violets, they rule. If you agree to a date, you can borrow my jewel.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay.
That's an e-cig, right?
Yep. Kelly got that one. Yeah, well played.
Hey, boy. I'll take you on the adventure that Fire Festival promised us.
I like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. For the ladies.
Just like my favorite SpongeBob memes, I double tap that.
Two minutes later.
I'm not going to slide into your DMs, because I'd rather slide into your heart.
I've never met anyone I would want to share my AirPods with until I met you.
Big old earwax. I still don't want to share mine.
Millennial pickup line.
Come on. And, hey boy, I've been thinking about you so much, you're showing up as Instagram ads.
Aww, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's all we have for now.
Those are really
sweet. That's good, yeah.
I like those a lot. Go ahead and steal them and use them for your Instagram captions.
Yeah, I'm going to use I like you so much. I like you so... I just had it.
Brunch.
You're really cute and I like you a brunch.
I like you a brunch.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to take my boyfriend to brunch this weekend just so I can use that.
Use those for
Instagram caption.
Brunch is so fun.
Brunch is fun. You get to eat, day drink. You know, what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
My only issue with brunch is I have to pre-eat. I get so hungry if I wait until later to eat. I have to pre-eat.
My thing
brunch.
Is, I always just end up getting a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Just because everybody else has one.
Right. They're so cool when you have all the bacon and olives hanging out of it.
Well, I don't drink Bloody Mary, so I just end up wasting the money.
I'm telling you, it's changed my life.
Yeah. I haven't had that yet. I may try that this weekend.
Yeah, go ahead, Al. Is it on the diet plan?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay,
you just started, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm here to hold you accountable.
Thank you. Okay, see, this is new. It's new to me, so I have to change
my
ways.
Be reminded.
Yes.
And are you going to have a midweek update for us tomorrow?
Yes, I'm already working on it for tomorrow. You guys should be really excited.
Very excited.
Man, not to brag, hard. But it's pretty good.
It's hard that you do that. That's like coming up with a stand-up routine every week.
I'm excited.
I love it hard.
And it's topical. So it has to be about the stuff that's happening right now in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for those pickup lines, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let us know if you use them.
Of course. Yeah, if you use it in person, make sure you tape yourself. You have your phone out anyways, right?
Yeah, I like you a brunch.
I like you a brunch. And coming up next, let's get some good news out. I need some good news, baby, cause like the world's gone crazy. We want you to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
And tell us why you're smiling today, Kid Nation. Tell us about the awesome things that went down over the weekend. What are you looking forward to?
Okay.
And I got a good news Tuesday story for you that took place at a car dealership. Okay. Lady walked out in tears.
Oh, boy.
And another customer noticed. And he tried to make it right. I'll tell you what went down next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need
some good news, baby. Some good news. We got a trip for you coming up here shortly with the winter warm-up.
All right.
Fort Lauderdale, Kid Nation. So be on the lookout for the temperature of the day here shortly. And real quick, my apologies to EMTs. I said ambulance drivers, and a few wrote me and said, hey, we don't like being referred to as that. And you know what? I will honor that. I apologize for saying that. You are an EMT. And that's what I will call you from now on forever. Forever, ever. But right now, we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about the good news going on in the world, because we were talking about it earlier during the gossip. There's a lot of sad and negativity being thrown around. So we want to...
Let's focus on the positive.
We want to focus on the positive. Yeah. We want people smiling. That's what we want to do. Yeah. That's the point of Good News Tuesday. And I got a story here from San Diego, California.
All right.
Where I went to high school and college.
That's good news already.
A guy named Dan LaGuardia was at a car dealership in San Diego last Tuesday. He was trying to trade in his old Scion hatchback for a BMW, which is a very nice upgrade.
A little bit of an upgrade, yep.
So he noticed a younger woman named Kayla Cooper, who's also trying to buy a car, a much cheaper Toyota Corolla used. But he noticed that she walked out in tears. It turns out she was working two jobs to put herself through nursing school, and she's been borrowing cars from friends to get to work. She was hoping to be able to get her own car, but unfortunately, she didn't have enough for the down payment.
Mm.
So after she left, Dan noticed she walked out in tears. He asked around what was going on. They let him know. So he asked the sales guy, if he still had her number. And then he said, yeah, I do. So he said, can you call her and tell her to come back? Because he wanted to give her his trade-in. So instead of taking the money towards his BMW, he's like, I'll just give her that car.
We're rolling. That's all right.
And look, his Scion is probably about 5 to 10 years old, still in great shape. So he probably could have gotten a few $1,000s for it towards his BMW. But he decided that it was worth more to her than it was to him.
Aww.
And when Kayla got back to the dealership, she didn't believe it at first, but Dan made it official, signed the title over, and gave her the keys.
That's awesome.
And he says he was happy to do what he could to help her out, adding, quote, if everybody did that for everybody else, we'd be in a much better place.
Oh, there you go. Restores my faith in people.
And it doesn't have to be a car. It's just those little small gestures to let people know that they're special and that they mean something to this world.
Yeah, I guess I should have given that guy a dollar this morning. Dang it.
Which guy?
I was coming out of 7-Eleven. It's 5 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Don't talk to me outside the convenience store at 5 a.m. Hey, man, excuse me, man. Hey, excuse me. I didn't even break stride. I'm reaching for my door handle. My work truck is out of gas and blah, blah, blah. I just need a dollar. I just need a... I'm sorry, dude. I just don't interact with that early in the morning.
That's a Good News Tuesday story right there from Big Mac.
Yeah.
I ignored a homeless man.
This is pretty much the opposite.
That left me feeling great.
This is pretty much the opposite.
I'm smiling. All right, let's get into it. From the text, my little brother's band, Blind Choice, is playing their 100th show this weekend. He's only 17.
Wow.
I went on YouTube and I looked up Blind Choice. Not bad, guys.
Really?
Yeah, they're like a little Blink-182 sound.
Okay.
A little punk rock. They had some great Green Day covers. It's a Blind Choice.
Never know.
Congrats on the 100th show. Also, I'm smiling all week long because my photos are on US Weekly or Us Weekly. Absolutely. I always call it US Weekly. So I clicked on the link because she sent us the link. And it was the Married at First Sight lady who got pregnant.
Oh.
So I responded and I said, hey, are you the Married at First Sight lady or are you the photographer? It's the photographer. Okay. So her pictures were published weekly, which is nice. Really cool. Isn't that cool?
Uh-huh.
I've been on Us Weekly for my Halloween costume with Kenzie when we were Russell Brand and Katy Perry. Have you ever been on a magazine?
You got me on that one. I've never been on a magazine or in a magazine, I don't believe.
No, you have. For out and about town.
Oh, yeah, I guess something like that. Kelly was on one like last week.
Yeah, Kelly was on the cover.
Plano profile.
My wife is going to your party.
I hope so. She said she woke up with a stiff neck.
Yeah, she's fine.
I tried to get that worked out today.
She says she gets stiff neck, so she gets the massages every day.
Yeah. I woke up with a week back. You know when I got it?
What?
About a week back.
Thank you.
Well, my wife wants
don't
to
need laugh at Big Al now.
Right?
Much better.
Thank you, Kenzie.
What's up, Jax?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Okay. Hey. Nothing.
You on your way to school?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Second.
Second grade, my man. Okay.
Big man. All right.
So, what's the good news you want to share with the world?
So, I got this last week. I got a really good score on my test, and I'm really excited about it.
All right.
Nice job,
buddy. What subject, Jax?
What was that?
What subject?
What's up?
What subject?
All right.
What class? Was it English, math?
Oh, I'm in second grade, so it was just, it was a reading assessment. It was like retelling and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your comprehension of the book you read was on point.
Good
all right.
For you.
Great job, man. Keep it up, okay?
Awesome, Jax. You have a wonderful day at school today, buddy.
Keep it up.
Second grade is fun. Hi,
all
Jamie.
Downhill from there.
Yeah, that gets a little bit tougher in third and fourth grade. And you start getting real homework. Hi, Jamie.
Hello? Oh, hi.
Welcome.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
What's your good news?
Well, my good news actually starts off with some bad news.
Okay.
3 years ago, I lost my husband.
Sorry.
He had a heart attack.
Sorry.
But I have now found another wonderful man who loves me and loves my daughter. And I have found a new best friend. And I'm going this weekend to try on wedding dresses.
Yay! Congratulations.
Wow, nice.
That's awesome, Jamie.
It's just, I wanted to tell people that there is hope for love after loss.
Yeah.
You know, we get so depressed because of that loss, but there's hope. There's still love out there to be found.
Yeah.
And don't give up just because you had a heartbreak, you know? Life is amazing and it's wonderful and there's so much life to live.
There you go.
Even if you are a widow, it's okay to live your own life and to find love again.
And your mate would want you to find happiness and be happy and live
right.
a good life. That's
exactly.
what they want for you.
It's a very good message.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations, Jamie, and I hope the wedding goes excellent for you guys, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have fun picking out that dress. Oh, that's so fun. I wish I could do that again. That's fun.
You can.
I know, that's wasting the bridal shop's time.
I mean, you're not going to have a wedding, like but you can still go.
Yeah, you can still get a dress.
Yeah, why not? When's your wedding?
I don't know. Are you married?
About 2 years ago?
Already married.
Yeah. What's up, Bo?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right, buddy. Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What you got going on?
I started a job yesterday at McKee Foods. They make the Little Debbies. And the highlight of my day is getting to eat fresh honey buns right off the line.
Oh man,
they
bring
totally
us some.
Different, totally different than out of a box.
I imagine.
It's awesome.
You get them hot off the... Wow.
Yeah.
It's not the same they're as still sticking warm them yesterday morning.
It's not the same as sticking them back in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Right?
It's just
No. This is.
You know how they come out waxy, like out of a box? They're kind of waxy?
Mm. Yeah.
These are like fresh out of the oven. Your grandma just made them.
Mm.
Awesome, like crunchy.
Yeah.
Is that one of the job perks? You can eat as much stuff off the assembly line as you want?
You know what? You can. You can eat as many Little Debbies as you want up there.
I guess they know eventually you'll just be over it.
It's kind of hard for me.
Yeah.
But luckily they have a big, nice gym up there, too. So it's like, eat as much as you want.
Go work it out.
Go work out.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Not Big Al. If he got the job there, he can't.
No. Not
can't eat those right now.
Not on my paper.
Al's on a new journey.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bo. Enjoy those honey buns. Al, what if you married Little Debbie?
Wow.
What if you met her and you guys clicked? Little, and now you can't eat any of her stuff.
Little Debbie, Big Al, Mac. Little Debbie. Yeah.
Mrs. Little Big.
Little Mac.
Little Mac.
I don't know.
Hi, Nolan.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
You got something exciting going on. What's up in your world?
I'm going to be competing in my dance competition this week, my solo for the first time.
Ooh, you got a solo?
Wow. Nice job. Nice job.
Thank you.
What song are you dancing to?
Blackbird.
Blackbird.
That's a good one.
Oh, Blackbird.
Blackbirds on the
ground.
Spread your wings and fly. Something like that.
Fly.
Pretty close, Nolan?
Oh, it's a different version.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, okay?
Thank you.
I know you're going to nail it.
Nolan, do you say break a leg and dance as well?
Huh?
Do people say break a leg and dance as well, or is that just theater?
Oh, people in dance take it, too.
Oh, they do too. Okay. Break a leg.
But not really.
But don't really.
Yeah, not really. Don't really
break. Congrats, Nolan. From the text, Marco wrote us with a picture and said, my son Miles got his first solo win on Fortnite. Miles looks to be about 7 or 8.
Good job.
Dang.
How old were you when you got your first win, JC?
I was this many years old.
This many.
I was this old.
Many
this
fingers.
Many.
This many fingers. Hi, Ronaldo.
Hello.
Welcome, sir. What is your Good News Tuesday for us this morning?
My good news is this week I will find out later Thursday if I made the final cast for the new season of The Real World.
Yo! Congratulations, Ronaldo. Man.
Thank you.
So, do you know where the season's going to take place yet, or they haven't told you guys?
I know there's rumors that it's going to be in San Antonio, but they on the application they asked me if I had a passport.
Oh.
Well, sometimes they
Yeah, you might travel
trip.
And stuff. Yeah. When will you find out? For sure.
I'll find out between this week because filming starts March and it ends in May.
All right.
Good luck, man.
Let us know if you make it. Are you allowed to let us know? Is it top secret?
It's top secret, but when the cast is announced, it'll be posted on a website called bevmo.com.
Okay.
BEVMO.com.
Okay, we will look.
Good luck, man. Good luck.
I wanted to be on The Real World so bad when I was in college, and I got really close. It was between me and like 3 other dudes.
Really?
And Kinsey, my girlfriend at the time, said, if you go, I don't think we're going to make it.
Oh.
Okay. And I had to.
So did you like.
So you compromised and didn't go?
Yeah. I had to go to L.A. for the final interviews, and I think it was either the Philadelphia or Austin season.
Did you go?
And I just thought about it. I was like, is it really worth it to go out there for like 3 months and change my life and drop radio because I had just gotten into radio and stuff and then lose this girl that I really liked?
So you bailed?
And I just out the pros and the cons. The cons outweighed the pros.
I feel you.
So I didn't go. And it worked out.
Yeah, because you have to leave.
You have to leave everything you've been doing.
Good job.
It's a lot of work. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Awesome. Welcome to Good News Tuesday. And how you feeling this morning?
I am feeling great. My great news is that I am pregnant with quadruplets.
Whoa!
Yes!
Quattro!
That's in vitro, right? Is that in vitro? Is that in vitro?
We actually did, so we had trouble with infertility, and we did 2 different rounds of IUI, which is a little bit less invasive than in vitro, and then those were both unsuccessful, and our third round was extra successful. We are super, super thankful after going through infertility and are so thrilled and excited.
How far along are you?
I am 11 and a half weeks along.
Are you already on bed rest? I'd be like,
no,
me up.
Oh my goodness, not yet. I'm totally dreading that. I'm a gym rat, and so I'm ready, like, working out as much as I can right now. Getting that out of my system.
If we need it, we have 4 names you can go with.
Right.
I'm thinking that. Exactly. We already got them picked out with you guys.
There you go.
Wow.
Have your own little morning show.
All right. Well,
thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Congratulations.
God bless you. Yeah. Hope it's a smooth pregnancy.
And you give us a call when those angels show up, okay, Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. You bet. Pictures and everything.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That will be Kelly
and
the rest.
I can't even imagine.
That's a lot.
4.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
For a 1-bedroom womb, you know?
4. Imagine everything you bought when you had Emma Kelly. You got about 4 of them.
Yeah.
Is it like hand-me-down?
There's no way you can't have a very hands-on husband.
You need a hands-on husband.
Like all the time. He needs that both
hands. Mother-in-law and mother and
Four. At once.
Yeah, four at once.
Woo!
Yep.
What do you do in the middle of the night when one starts crying?
They all wake up and they're all going to cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They'll wake each other up. But they'll get on the same schedule. They sync up pretty well from what I hear.
They sync up?
Yeah. Kids sync up. Twins, triplets, quadruplets.
Hmm.
Hi, Addison.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. This is my first time on the radio, and I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
You're just talking to friends.
I heard you did something for the cast.
Oh, yes, I did. So over the weekend, my cousins came over.
Yeah.
And I got kind of bored of them. So I just went in my room and did my own thing. And then I heard an ad with JC on it. And then I started thinking of all these crazy ideas for you guys. So basically what I did is I came up, like, if all four of you guys were rappers, like, what your names would be.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Please tell us.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you guys have to tell me which one you want to do first, but I think Big Al's is the best one, so we can save him for last.
Okay, save him.
All right.
Great producing, Addison.
Let's do ladies first. How about that?
Ladies first. Go ahead.
Okay. Kelly, your name is Kelly Raz Red Hot.
Okay.
Kelly Raz Red Hot.
All right.
That's a good rap name.
Jenna, I'm sorry, but I couldn't think of anything for your name.
Okay.
I don't know. But your name is... My little cousin helped me with this one because I can't think of anything. I'm not that smart.
Okay.
It's just Jenna Beats. I don't know.
Jenna Beats.
Right. I like Jenna Beats.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
She loves eating beets.
Okay. I really like JC's too. His name is JC Sizzle.
Ah, JC Sizzle.
JC Sizzle. Yes. I call myself J Sizzle sometimes. Yeah, you're connected right there, Addison.
All right.
Nice.
Best for last.
Okay, and finally, Big Al. His is Big Al Savage.
Big Al Savage. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And so those just, whenever I read them, I feel dumb yet so smart all at the same time. And so it makes me smile because awesome. I think they're so goofy.
Well, that's perfect.
I, JC Sizzle, approve of these.
I do too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Kelly Raz Hot Berries?
Yeah. Kelly Raz Hot.
Red Hot.
Red Hot Raz.
Yeah.
Red Hot.
Raz Red Hot?
Yeah. Raz Red Hot Berry.
Close enough, right?
Right, Big Al Savage?
Yeah. This new diet gonna make me ravish? Yeah, I'm in the house. I'm Big Al Savage.
Oh!
Come on.
Come on now. Hey, we gotta send somebody out to Florida, though, guys.
Let's do it.
We give you the temperature. You go to KidNation.com before midnight, and then you wait. Brittany?
Yes, sir?
Brittany, you better start packing those bags. You're off to Florida. Congratulations.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Oh, we're dead serious.
You're serious, girl.
Yeah, you're going to be going. You and a guest are off to Fort Lauderdale, Florida for 4 days and 3 nights at the Bahia Mar Fort Lauderdale Beach at DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. It's going to be awesome for you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Now, do you know who you're going to be taking?
My husband.
Yeah, that's a good one to take right there. Well, here's what you and your husband are going to be enjoying.
You are going to love Bahia Mar because it is a spectacular waterfront destination. You've got this unique panoramic view coupled with a world-class marina and yachting center.
Ooh, a yachting center.
Yeah, you can enjoy a day in the ocean. You can hang out by the pool bar, waves, rooftop, pool bar, and grill. You can take part in the property's many fun-filled activities and programming like tennis, bike riding, fishing excursions, all these water sports. Bahia Mar is the ideal location in Fort Lauderdale Beach. It sits directly across from the Sandy White Beach. Mm. Plus, we're going to throw in a 4-day car rental, 2 tickets for sea experience. This is a glass-bottom boat tour, so you're going to have a breathtaking view of the sea beneath the boat, which is awesome.
Yeah,
right. And once you arrive to the open water destination, you get to go for a dip in the ocean, and you can snorkel in the warm Florida waters for an up-close look at the amazing world you just saw underneath the boat.
Thanks to Visit Florida. Thank you, Visit Florida.
Yep, looks like Visit Florida took care of your Valentine's Day present to your husband, Brittany.
Love that. That is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
It sounds like a lot of people are in the background. Are you at work?
Yes, I am. I'm a dance teacher, and we are currently putting on a pep rally for our school. So
awesome.
Gotta get back to you, girl.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to the pep rally. Hold on for us real quick, though. Alicia will take care of you and get you all set up with your trip, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Sure.
That's pretty cool.
What's better than sitting a dance instructor to floor?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Perfect place to dance.
Nice. Nice.
You want to go too? We got you. All you need is the temperature of the day. Go to KidNation.com before midnight. Enter this and then be waiting tomorrow morning for a random number to call you. That's our number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you win the trip just like that. The temperature today at Hollywood Beach is 80 degrees.
All right.
The temperature at Hollywood Beach is 80 degrees. Remember that. You have all day to do it. Now, sometimes the website will crash because of the high volume of people trying to enter the contest.
You got until midnight. You don't have to do it right this second, yeah. But do it.
Just write a little note and remind yourself, hey, it didn't go through this time. Let me do it later. So you make sure you get in on that. And good luck, Kid Nation, on winning that trip to Florida.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Craigslist Valentine's 40 minutes away in case you need some presents for Valentine's Day. I know Jenna needed some advice with the new boyfriend.
Well, now that he says, I got us something.
Yeah. Now you got to get us something.
So I get us something?
Yeah, you got to get us something.
I'm going to get him something.
Us. This is us. It's on tonight, by the way.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Did you see that story of the polar bears invading the city in Russia?
No.
These Russian islands are being invaded by polar bears. They're going into the city. They're looking for food. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a lot of ice melting where they live and stuff. So they're just going into the city to take shelter, I guess.
Yeah.
A local official said 52 polar bears were spotted between December and February.
52?
Going into the city. Wow. And they're going through hallways. They're going inside the buildings. I mean, there's video of people of the bear going into their house. And these are polar bears. And I don't believe they are very friendly.
Well,
which is very scary.
Very scary.
Right?
Very scary. Do you want to, you want to hear another headline?
I'm sure, Al.
Another little tidbit. Speaking of animals, 850-pound tiger found abandoned in Houston home.
850-pound tiger?
Yes.
Alive?
Abandoned. Alive. Alive and healthy.
People try and do these as pets?
Like, not malnourished at all. They said he was a little bit dehydrated, like he maybe needed some water to go with the raw meat that the person had left for him. But somebody had been going to this abandoned house. It looked like a crack house or something. It was an abandoned house, and somebody was going there to smoke some weed.
Okay.
And they went in, and they found a tiger in there.
Wow, I thought they were hallucinating probably at first.
Yeah, like, dang, this weed good, man.
And when they called the authorities or whatever it was, the people came, and they found empty packages, meat packages. So somebody had been going and feeding the tiger. The tiger was, this is in Houston, been going and feeding it every day or two or whatever. They had to tranquilize it and get it out, and now they're looking for a home for it. But a tiger.
He didn't eat.
Not a baby little kid, a tiger.
He didn't eat humans, did he?
Full grown tiger.
Probably not.
I hope not. People are going into the house, and then he's like, oh, there's food. Delivery.
Yeah.
Yikes.
There's a watch tiger, I guess.
This is a wild place. Now, this story got me, because I kind of wish this would happen to me.
Okay.
This guy in Colorado, a few years ago, dove into a pool, into the shallow end, misjudged it, hit the side of his head, caused some damage in the back of his brain.
Okay. You don't wish that happened to you.
Well, not that, but what happened to him after, okay. I kind of do. Because he got this thing called acquired savant syndrome.
Oh, yes.
He says he sees music in his mind. He sees it in his head, and his fingers do the rest. And he didn't know that he had this gift until he went to a friend's house a few months later, and his friend had this keyboard out. And he said and this guy had never played any sort of instrument in his life.
Wow.
He said he just walked up to the keyboard and started playing it, and it sounded awesome.
Just like
classical.
Playing piano for his life.
He says he sees these like tiles in his head, black and white tiles, and he just has to follow those with his fingers, and his fingers do the rest. He doesn't read music, so it's not like he learned how to read the music. He just plays it.
And how do you explain something like that? You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
It says that the hit must have unlocked something in his brain to allow
magical
that to happen.
Talent.
Wow.
It's just
amazing.
So crazy.
Ow. Let me hit you in the head.
Come on, Kelly.
Just see what
happens. There's something we can make some money. Yeah, make it work.
I mean, there was an episode like this on Family Guy where Peter drank too much beer and he was drunk. He was a savant on the piano, but I guess this happens when you hit your head.
Yeah.
Now, don't go out there and hit your head in hopes that this is going to happen to
Come
you.
Come knock some Spanish into me.
That happened to Al's son.
Yeah.
He woke up speaking Spanish.
He was taking Spanish, so it was in the recesses of his brain.
Right. But he came off of anesthesia and was just speaking Spanish.
Yeah, because all your inhibitions are gone. It's like when you get drunk, it's a lot easier to try and speak a foreign language you've been learning because you're not as
worried about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But that means we have some sort of hidden talent in our brain that's locked away, and all it needs is just that
all you need is the right hit on the head.
The right one.
Or it'll kill you. One or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not paralyzed.
He's not paralyzed. He's fine. He's walking around. He recovered.
That's usually the story you read.
Yes. Yeah.
Now he's trying to help the homeless because he was homeless for a while, and he's taking his talent to try to help the homeless and raise money for them.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a story right there.
Isn't that crazy? Just hit his head. Beautiful Disaster is what he calls it. I think he has a book called Beautiful Disaster as well.
That's awesome.
That's what I want.
A beautiful
just one, no, just a talent. Just a talent to just pop off in the middle of my life.
But you don't want to do all the stuff that it would take to get to the talent. Just a nice little hit on the head.
Just a nice little, I just want to become John Mayer on the guitar.
Yeah, without all that practice.
Practice, education.
This was another edition of Tidbit News.
You know, I just want it easy.
What if you could get hit on top of the head, JC?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you became the quarterback that Tom Brady wishes he was. Like, I mean, you could throw a tight spiral 60 yards down the field to somebody running at 4.3 speed.
Yes.
On the money.
On the money.
On the money.
And not even have to think about it.
Not even think about
like
it.
Like Pat Mahomes type.
Yes.
Just fling it.
Boom.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was I just was scared of the other guys trying to hit me.
Yeah.
That got in the way.
See, the
it's if I just became oblivious to people coming at me, that would help. That is what I would love. And I have a good, solid 15-year career. Still ready to go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello there.
Hello there.
How's my boy doing? How's your brother doing, Jenna?
He's great.
He's doing good?
I found out that my boyfriend and I planned a trip for spring break.
Yeah.
And it's to the same random beach destination as my little half-brother, sister, stepmom, and dad.
Oh. So you guys are going to be hanging out with them on your romantic vacation.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, no, so it'll be fine. They're super cool. It'll be one of those, like, we can hang out a little bit and, you know, not same hotel, close, almost the hotel we booked. How funny. Yeah. How random.
Yeah.
How funny is that? Somewhere I've never even been in my life. I just don't even know why they booked there, too. So
out
funny.
Out of all the places in the world.
Out of all the
same
places.
One.
Mm. And it's not close. It's not somewhere close by.
I think it's random that I think about your brother probably two or three times a day when I say hello there to people.
He's taller than me. It's crazy. They grow up so fast.
He's a man's now. Jenna?
Yes.
I know you were looking for some Valentine's Day presents for the novio.
Today is the day I have to get something. Since he got something for us, I have to get something for him.
Yes.
Us as in you and him, not the whole show, right?
Yeah.
Not us. You and
it
him,
just
us.
Throws me, you know?
I know. Well, maybe we'll help you out here, Jenna. You're in luck. It's time to do one of our favorite bits. Oh, yes!
Love that music.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I almost went the wrong holiday.
Oh, Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, my
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're in Valentine's Day mode right now. How would you like large angel wings so you could dress up for your Valentine?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Dress like an angel for Valentine's Day. Large angel wings, approximately 3 feet in length.
Hmm.
That can be strapped to your back.
Yeah.
A little yellowing of the blue here and there, but still in good shape. I will also throw in a feather boa and halo. Again,
bonus.
Nothing wrong with this. Just turns out my wife is more of a Satan than an angel.
Oh.
$40. Wow. Serious inquiries only, please.
Okay.
That's not bad.
It's not bad for angel wings.
Dress up for a little,
a little Valentine's
Day. Victoria's Secret fashion show.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Heart-shaped potato.
Oh.
Okay.
The romance this spud will pull on the heartstrings of your loved one or possibly be eaten with butter and sour cream. It's the perfect gift for your potato collection. It actually is. It's two potatoes that got molded together. I mean,
well,
in nature.
I'd say more of a butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on your perspective.
7 inches wide, 5.5 inches tall.
Perfect.
Almost 2 pounds. And it does have some eyes on one side.
Perfect. That's what I need right there.
You can make eye contact with your potato.
Wow.
I'll go ahead and get that for me.
That's $10, by the way. That will cost you $10.
Oh,
and it's coming from Motor City.
Motor City?
Oh. It's a Detroit.
Buttato. It's a buttato.
Better order it quick to get here in time.
Right. How about this? If you have a friend that's a fan of Friends, it's a Friends board and DVD game. New. It's still in the factory sealed plastic. It includes the game DVD, party play feature, flex time game board, 4 collectible metal tokens, 160 trivia cards, 30 buzz cards, 1 6-sided die, 1 8-sided die, and an instruction sheet.
Yeah.
How about that?
Perfect way to tell someone that you just want to friend zone them.
That's true, too. He's asking $75 and it's sperm.
Firm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bragger.
You know, if you... Oh.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
If you've got a lover and he's really into fashion, this might intrigue you.
Yeah.
This is a vintage Valentine Van Heusen skinny tie from the 1950s.
Man.
Yeah, it's a Van Heusen original. It's brown. 100% Dacron, but it feels like cotton.
Mm.
It's red and cream embroidered tic-tac-toe design on it with hearts and a couple. You can't beat love.
Oh, I see what they did there, yeah.
So, I mean, this is really a vintage tie, which is kind of cool, right?
It is really cool. What was the material again?
Dacron, but they said it feels like cotton.
Got a cousin named Dacron.
I knew you did. Yeah. I know.
But he said, I only check email once a day, so please be patient for reply.
That's the life.
Who checks their email once a day?
This guy. This guy
is liberating.
He's got that tie right there.
People
he's
that don't work.
Yeah.
I want to adopt that.
Right.
All right. How about this? Flower pot tree man succulent planter never used. First of all, it's not a flower pot tree man. It's baby Groot.
They didn't see the movie. Oh, that's cute. It looks like a little boy tree. Yeah.
It's my husband's. We got married, and this thing is not our style anymore. Yeah, we know what that means. About it, a flower pot also can be used as a pencil holder, a fun decoration for the home, garden, patio, office, or car, and so on if you have no style. Size, it's about 6 inches. Max diameter of the pot mouth is 3 inches.
Okay.
The design, there's a small hole under the flower pot, so the water will leak out when you use it as a flower pot. When used as a pen holder, the hole design hides on the inside, so it does not affect the appearance.
Good. And I was wondering about that.
And it's high-quality PVC material, not easy to damage. Great colors, not easy to dirty up. You can collect it forever.
Yeah, forever.
If you accidentally break it, no worries. Little glue can make it immediately restored.
Wait.
The regular design hides glue traces very well. Please buy this for $10.
Got all the answers. Okay.
What about their decor was before?
When that fit in.
When that worked with everything going
on. Right.
Turns out they probably just got married and moved in finally, and it's not our style anymore.
It was his.
Or you locked it in.
Oh, yeah. Sure, it was his.
And she said, it's got to go.
Yeah.
Looking for a new way to say I love you in a special and unique way?
Always, Al.
Give them something they'll be dying to show off with this brand new bracelet that says I love you in 100 languages.
Ooh.
You would think this would be something big and bulky, but no, it's very small, petite, narrow. Perfect gift for someone you love. Beautiful on the outside, special message on the inside. Just zoom in your camera phone or shine a light through the bracelet to see I love you in 100 different languages. So,
wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah. There you go.
Who knew there were so many ways to say I love you?
Yeah.
And that's not even all of them, probably.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Got another one, Jenna?
Yeah, soft body.
Okay.
Shout out.
18 inches tall, rooted hair, rubber, head, hands, arms, legs, feet. Name your own baby doll, $85. She looks creepy.
It's a baby doll. Okay.
Yes, I thought I'd start with a description first to catch your attention. She's scary looking.
Yeah.
As are a lot of baby dolls if they don't have the right face.
My daughter has requested no baby dolls for presents.
Over it?
It's not that she's over it.
Annabelle.
She's just super scared of dolls, and so is my son.
This is like Annabelle before possession.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't help that I was moving her American doll that she got. I think she got it from you, Kelly. I was moving her around to make it seem like she was alive, and they bought into it.
Oh, you freaked her out.
And then I tried to tell them it was just daddy messing around, but they were so sold on the idea of her being alive that the doll had to be given away.
Scarred. My parents used to put a Chucky doll in the closet and turn a light on in the middle of the night. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and see a Chucky doll with the light on it. Well, you know I was a freaky kid.
Yeah
that explains a lot.
Now so they would always try and scare me, but like I was like, I'm done with dolls. After that, I was done. Because at first, I didn't know how that Chucky doll was getting in there with the light on. Imagine, as like an 8-year-old, how you would feel with a Chucky doll after watching the movie.
I feel you. My dad hung
tormented.
My dad won a 6-foot-tall clown at the fair once and hung it on my wall when I was sleeping. I woke up to it. I hate clowns. Yeah, you scare the crap out of me.
It has to be so fun to torment kids.
Those parents are mean.
That's the best part of being a parent.
You just saved yourself a lot of money if you got her scared of American girls.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Budgeting, JC. That's budgeting.
The real winner is me.
Yeah, right.
On that one. You got another one, Kelly?
I do. This is kind of cool. If you have maybe a bohemian type girl or a guy, I guess. a Valentine's dream catcher. Only asking $22 for it, and it's handmade. So it's got all these bright colors in the ring where I guess they usually put the webbing or whatever they call that crochet design. It's a big heart with the ribbons hanging down. So if you want to give a great gift for a special person who deserves a one-of-a-kind handmade gift, a Valentine's dream catcher.
I actually like that one a lot. Yeah. I'll put that one up.
There's some good stuff. You just got to go look for it.
Yeah, got to go look.
I told you we had your back, Kid Nation, with the Craigslist Valentine's.
Get on it today, though.
Speaking of dream catchers, there were some dream catchers on The Bachelor last night. Some shocking people were sent home. I don't know how I feel about it, too.
It was a revolving door in that bad boy last night.
I feel like our boy made a couple bad decisions. We'll chat a little bit about it. Catch you up on it, Kelly. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Turns out one of our Kid Nation members has that 100 different languages necklace. We're selling that on Craigslist.
The
little bracelet. She has it in a necklace form, and it's really cool looking.
Very cool.
When you zoom in. That might be our best find ever on Craigslist.
Maybe.
I like that one a lot. Speaking of I love you, that was thrown around a little bit on The Bachelor last night.
Oh, man, was it?
Definitely not between Onyeka and Nicole.
No.
Because, again, we learn lessons from The Bachelor ladies. We learn what to do and what not to do. And fighting with another woman is not going to come off looking good for you. Because we picked up right where we left off last week. Onyeka and Nicole were fighting. Colton sends both of them home. But Onyeka does try to find the silver lining.
Rejection doesn't feel good. But if I'm going to get rejected, I'm happy I got rejected to not Nicole.
Got rejected what? I couldn't understand what she said.
Basically, she's happy that Nicole got rejected, too.
Yeah. With both?
Yeah, with Nicole.
She rubbed it the wrong way.
She was not doing it. We notice your mannerisms, we notice your personality, and when you start shining that light,
first I thought she
that
was
negative
of,
light.
Kind of fun, but as it went
always
on.
Always confrontational, banging pots and pans. I don't know. Right. I just did not like her style.
I didn't get it.
Now, I thought this was a bold move. Sydney is the dancer, the NBA dancer, and she pulled Colton aside on the group date. And not once, but twice. And she was trying to get Colton to make her feel better about their relationship because she feels like there's not really a connection.
Right.
And I get that. You like this guy. You want him to like you back. You want to feel that reassurance that you're doing the right thing.
Sure.
Well, unfortunately, it backfired on her and she didn't get that reassurance.
I'm kind of at like a crossroads because I want something like real and I want something magical and I want everything that you're looking for. And I don't regret being here, and I don't regret what I've done so far. But if it was right, it would be a lot easier than it has been between the two of us. So, I just don't think that we can get there based on me just needing more.
I need more.
Because of that, I am going to go home today.
Okay. Can't work out.
Yeah.
So she was trying the power play.
Yeah, well, or, you just don't want to be rejected. So you can't reject me. I'm going to reject you.
Yeah, you can't fire me. I'm quit.
That's not how the game works, people.
Here's the game that was going on in her head. I'm going to tell this guy, and I think it can work in real life relationships, probably not on this show, but in real life relationships, when you've had enough and the guy hasn't shown you that he's loving you as much as you're loving him, you tend to say, hey, I'm going to leave. I'm going to move out. I'm going to take off from this relationship. And your hope is that the guy's going to go.
Wait, baby.
Or that when you're getting in that car, he's going to burst the door open and say, stop.
It's a gamble. Are you willing to take it? I don't know.
She took the gamble, and maybe it works out for her because now she knows exactly where he lies. I think she played that card. We were talking about it during the break a little early.
It's just ridiculous. She just doesn't want to be embarrassed and rejected. I get that part, but...
But he did not even take a minute to say, he said, all right.
I'll get the door for you.
See you later. So I think that's good for her. Now she knows and she can move on with her life.
Want me to help you pack?
Now on the other side, Demi, who's been dubbed the villain of The Bachelor.
I like her.
I love her.
I think she's funny.
And there's a lot of dudes that like her. I've seen on Instagram. They're feeling her. Well, Demi opened up her heart and told Colton how she was feeling. And to my surprise, Colton responded in a completely different way.
Oh.
I now feel like I am falling in love with you. I just want time to be able to, like, enjoy each other and to just, like, let myself fall.
I appreciate you saying that to me. I really do.
I appreciate that.
You're the violin.
Oh, no.
I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this.
Oh.
Not only did she pour her heart out to Colton on the way to his door, Kelly, because you didn't see it. She was like talking to the camera, you know, I do the narration. Yeah, I'm going to pour my heart out, and if he wants to lose his virginity tonight, it's on, because I am ready. I am ready, ready, ready. And so 2 seconds later, he's like, see ya.
Have you ever had someone say, no thanks, after you said I love you to them? That's got to be the biggest.
Or I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like that.
You have?
No, they didn't, like, kick me to the curb, but they didn't reciprocate. That happens, right?
Yeah.
That would have been tough. If I were single, that'd be my biggest fear, saying I love you to somebody and them
going.
There's
just so much pressure for these girls. I guess they figure they have to say that in order to.
I would much prefer that to happen than. Sometimes I hit a point that I'm like, I'm not going to keep playing games. When people play games for a long time, like, you think they like you and they act like they do. It's nice just call them on it at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel. Because then you can put it behind you and move on.
I'm falling in love is different than I'm in love, right?
I don't think it is.
Or is it kind of the same thing?
It's the same thing. If you're saying I'm falling in love, you're basically.
It's kind of like
you're trying to take the edge off.
I'm going to the store or I'm at the store.
Right.
You know, I'm
you're going to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going down the slide. I'm going to end up at the bottom. You know that.
If you say I'm falling in love with you and they don't reciprocate, you're still kind of protected because you didn't say you are.
Right.
You're just saying, I am falling.
The popular one is, I think I'm falling in love with you.
I'm contemplating maybe falling in love with you later.
My best one was, I said this to a man once.
Oh.
I could fall in love with you if you let me.
Oh, see, that's pretty good.
That's good. That lets you off the hook. Lets him off the hook as well.
Well,
it didn't work out.
Did he let you?
No.
He didn't let you.
Didn't like that love.
I told you that was Kinsey. My wife played it that way. She said, I think I'm falling in love with you. And so I looked at her and I was like,
I love you, girl.
I know I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I put
it on the other person. I say, I know you love me. And I'm like, I do love you. I'm like, oh.
I don't.
I need to sell you.
I need some time. All right. Next week should be hometowns. And so,
already?
They're getting close to hometowns. No, I think close. Next week we'll find out who's
gotta
going.
You got to get down to four before that, right?
Yeah. We'll find out who's going to be going
they're
on
getting
hometowns.
Getting close.
Yeah.
I missed it last night. I'm sorry. I'll watch it on. Well, you've already told me everything. I don't even need to go back and watch it.
You're all caught up, Kelly. We got you all set up. And I want you to catch us up with Legacy Box, though, real quick.
Oh, Legacy Box. If you haven't done this, I really want to encourage you to do it. It's been so much fun for me and my family because we had those old home movies from when we were kids. Some of them my parents tried to preserve by taking them from the reel-to-reel tape, putting them on VHS tapes, thinking that's how we're going to save them. Until now, there's no way to play them on VHS players. Yeah. They've just been sitting in drawers, sitting in attics, which is the worst because of the heat and the extreme temperatures. Mm-hmm. You need to get those to Legacy Box ASAP before those memories are destroyed by time and by the elements, right? And these aren't just the VHS tapes and those reel-to-reels. These are old family photos that you want to protect because those start to fade with time, too. Legacy Box will send you a kit with these barcodes. You just stick the barcode on each item.
Mm-hmm.
They update you along the way, the progress that's being made. You get them sent back to you as either a thumb drive, a digital download, or a DVD. And not only do they send it back to you really quickly, I was surprised how fast they turn this around. Mm-hmm. They send you the originals as well. So you're not losing anything. You get the original back.
Okay, good.
Plus these new preserved memories that you can share with your family. And it's a beautiful gift to give someone if you're looking for something really special.
What if I want it, Kelly? How can I get that?
Well, you need to go to legacybox.com today to get started. And for a limited time, they're offering Kid Nation members an exclusive discount. When you go to legacybox.com/kid, K-I-D-D, you'll get 40% off your first order.
Nice.
That's legacybox.com/kid, and you'll save 40% today and get started preserving your past.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.